Gomel Chasadim Tovim. What a Chasadim Tovim. He could have just said Gomel Chasadim. Hashem is Gomel Chesed. When we talk about human beings, we're Gomel Chesed, Gomel Chasadim. So the Kesan Nahira explains that there are different types of Chasadim. There are Chasadim that take away from a person's Zechiyos. And there are Chasadim that don't take away from a person's Zechiyos. A person receives from Hashem. And it doesn't take away from whatever reward they're going to get in the future. That's Chasadim Tovim. That through Klal Yisrael be Mekayim the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. Through us loving Hashem, He loves us. The more He loves us, the more Chesed He does to us. And it's a Chesed that doesn't take away from any of our Zechiyos. There's actually a Sasemis in Parshas Vayishlach. And says, if you realize that all of the chesed that Hashem does for us is not in our own merit. It's not that we deserve it. And therefore, because we don't really deserve it, it doesn't take away from our zechiyos either. And this is the point, says the Sfasamis. If a person thinks it's all about them, it's in my merit, I've got a zechus, then really it could take away from their own zechus. But a person realizes that everything we get is just the chesed alyon. It's just Hashem's chesed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves with him in the same way. He says, you're right, it's just chesed. I'm not taking anything away from you. And that, says the Sasemis, is really pshat. When we say, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, it's an awareness that all the goodness that we have, everything that comes to us, is all b'chasdei Hashem. It's not because of us per se. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives and gives and gives, and it's chasadim tovim that doesn't take away from anything else. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that chasadim tovim is chesed that's there for our benefit. And this, the Reb Tzadik in Sisi Laila, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the chasadim tovim. Because all he wants to do is give to us. All he wants to do is give of his goodness. And therefore, when we realize this, and you know what, it can be l'mala m'seichel enoshi. It can be above and beyond our natural comprehension. But nonetheless, an awareness that everything that Hashem does for us is ultimately for our goodness. Right in the moment, we can't see it, we can't feel it, we don't understand it. It's all dark and all seems bad and painful. But if we can understand that in reality, everything is ultimately for our good, we have that emunah, we can hold on tight, be in a totally different place. Understand that Hashem is tov, He is good. He is goymel chasadim tov. That everything that happens to us, whether it appears good or really doesn't, is ultimately for our benefit, because He has a bigger plan. He has infinite knowledge. Full awareness of the situation and how we're going to grow the most and what will benefit us the most. That's Chasadim Tovim. It's Hashem's awareness of the bigger picture. That ultimately, it's all good. It's all for our good. That's something a human being can do. That's only Hashem Himself in His infinite wisdom is able to bestow upon His creations.